Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
Podcast, baby!
You're listening to the Financial Guys.
This is the sickness that is liberalism.
All these liberals love Bill Clinton. Let's put the budget back to where Billy was. Yeah.
People like Andrew Cuomo, people like Barack Obama, people like that have no business experience or skill whatsoever. These are the folks that are making regulations that you and I have to abide by. We need more Donald Trumps. That's what we need.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Financial Guys podcast. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, thanks for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. As always, we have a jam-packed podcast show lined up for you today. And so it's going to fire you up a little bit because we're going to talk about the Notre Dame Cathedral and things like that. So those of you that get fired up, you know, don't forget to tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3 on WBEN for our live call and talk show where you get to participate and voice your opinion as well and participate in the show. So that's every Saturday on AM 930 in the Buffalo market, WBEN. And we're also down on South Florida as well, WFTL from 1 to 2. As AM 850 down in South Florida. So today we're going to talk a bit about the, sadly, you know, this is Holy Week, Easter week, right? It's the holiest week for Christians.
Yep.
And of course,
the tragic fire.
The tragic fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral, which after 850 years, I find just to be incredibly coincidental.
Isn't that unreal? When you think about 850 years.
850 years.
850 years for something to be preserved and historic and just be so beautiful. It's really unreal to think of 850 years.
It really is. And so Brett Baer, you know, or not Brett Baer, what was I going to say? They were doing some interviews. Shep Smith actually was doing an interview with somebody, an elected official in France. And the guy started to lead to, now when this thing started, all the news outlets immediately said, look, seems like it's an accident. Officials are calling it an accident.
Accident.
Like, wait a minute, the fire like just started. Like, did somebody see like a spark fly off of the
electrical? Don't they wait? Don't they wait until after it stops smoldering to go in and make the
fire? Yeah, well, I guess if you have an eyewitness, like if something happens, like you're sawing something and that sparks a fire and you can't put it out and it catches the drapes, the next thing you know, like, okay, you have a witness. But then later in the day, Shep Smith is interviewing this elected official. And the elected official says, you know, I just find it hard to believe that it just so happened to be coincidental that on the Monday of the holiest week, after this huge escalation in attacks on churches, 25% increase in attacks on churches in the first 2 months of this year.
Yeah.
I find it very coincidental. Shep cuts it right off. Oh, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to speculate here, sir. We don't know what the issue is.
Nobody's speculating. I think that that opens up the case for what's called investigative reporting, right?
Well, the thing is, like Shep Smith, like you, it was your station. It was Fox that I was watching predominantly that kept allowing them to say, it looks like this is an accident. So if it's your station that's speculating that it's an accident, repeating that over and over, this guy's speculating that maybe it's not, considering all the increases of attacks on churches in February in France. Now, I didn't realize this, by the way. I started looking into and just kind of connecting some other articles about all these attacks on churches in France. And I found this Newsweek article that just really shocked me. I was not aware of how bad things have gotten there. Of course, our mainstream media is not covering any of it, right?
No. Nor will France's mainstream media, right? I mean, they're even worse than we are. To your point, though, just back up for a second. If it was an accident, wouldn't you identify exactly where that accident started? You know, to your point before, like, wait a minute. If I'm working with a torch in room number 1714, my name is Joe Smith, and I accidentally fell over with the torch.
Right.
And we're saying, look, we're not going to release this gentleman's name because there's probably a lot of people that are going to hate him, but Joe XYZ fell over with a torch. There was 17 people there that saw it, and that's started the fire. Exactly. I have not heard one word as to how you could come up with, quote, the accident as the thing's still smoldering, right?
Right, exactly.
Investigative reporters move in. Your father-in-law, by the way, works for a fire department. I know that, and I know people who do this. They go in and they determine how the fire started, but they wait until after it stops burning.
Right. Yeah. Usually. Yeah. That's the ideal.
Yeah. Right? I go in and say, okay, well, it looks like I know the patterns. Here's where it's at. You know, you would think that there would be some kind of, with that kind of a casualty, you would think that there would be some kind of investigative reporting that says it started in room 217.
Yep. Not yet. We'll see. I mean, maybe they'll come out with it. I don't know that they won't, but it's the thing is that, you know, Shep Smith cut this guy off. I'll play the clip actually, because it's really amazing how liberal the Fox is becoming. It's really sad, but this is a piece in this article, and we're going to get into this article a little bit further. And this has already been posted to our social media pages and Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. So if you want to find out or find links to it, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com, and you can find links to all of our social media pages. You can find this article in any of them. Newsweek, Catholic churches are being desecrated across France. Here's the best part about this. And officials don't know why. This article came out just a month ago, 3/21, March 21st of 19, Newsweek. Catholic churches are being desecrated across France, and officials don't know why. So let me just give you some statistics out of here, and then we'll talk more about this.
I got a few guesses, but in the first two, I'll get
three. You'll never imagine what they guessed. You will never believe.
I probably wouldn't, because my guess is going to start with an M and end with an M.
Yeah, no, that not in this case. You'll never. So here's the thing: in February alone, the Tablet reported, which is one of the church publications, reported 47 documented attacks on churches and religious sites. 47. Oh, really? In just a month of February. It's just amazing. So this has been happening, I guess, all over France, where they've had arsons all over the place. Vandals have smashed statues. They've knocked down tabernacles. They've destroyed or scattered the Eucharist and torn down crosses. They started a number of arsons where people were actually in the church. You know, since the start of last year, all of a sudden this huge uptick in violence against Catholic churches, and they don't know why. Now, I don't know. I'm not like the most rocket science. I mean,
and by the way, you and I are about equal with religion, right? We don't go to church every Sunday. I'm not going to speak for you, but I believe in God, but I go to church about once a month, once every other month.
Easter, Christmas. Yeah. I was raised, you know, my kids go to Catholic school. I was raised Catholic, but I'm not, you know, there.
But I do think that the Ten Commandments are a great way to live life.
Absolutely.
All those Ten Commandments, pretty much everything else will fall into place.
Pretty much. Yeah. I will say this, though. I do pride myself on some level of common sense. And I don't know which religious group all around the world has been taking down and attacking other religious symbols of other religions.
And where have they been moving?
Who would those be?
And where have they been moving to, by the way?
Geez, there's a big influx of these folks going into Europe. Huh. They have already burnt down churches and had mass murders of Christians all over the world.
Must be just electrical problems in those churches. Kind of coincidence.
Maybe. So here's what this says. Let me read a piece of this, because you won't believe this. It's really amazing. The Vienna-based Observatory of Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe, that's a mouthful, which was founded in cooperation with the Council of European Bishops Conferences, the CCEE, but now is independent, said there has been a 25% increase in attacks on Catholic churches in the first 2 months of the year compared to the same time last year. Its executive director, Ellen Fantini, told Newsweek that while in many cases the motive for the attacks was not known, France faced growing problems with anti-Christian violence, especially among these two groups. You'll never guess which two. In fact, we can tease this here. We'll say the two. We'll do this for a game show, maybe on a radio show in the future. Not this weekend, but in the future. Guess which two groups they blamed.
I can't even imagine. I don't even want to throw it out.
Anarchists and feminist groups. Anarchists and are you serious? Feminist groups? Now, feminist groups may be a lot of things. I've seen them, you know, rally in front of the White House. I've seen them march with funny hats on their head. I've seen feminist groups do all sorts of things. What I haven't really seen them do is really go to violence against the Catholic religion.
No.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of feminist groups per se that are walking around with stupid hats on their heads.
Not their track record. Whatever. Their track record.
Yeah, just don't really see them being a huge problem with Catholic churches and desecrating Catholic
churches. It's like stripping down the 95-year-old lady at
the airport
as she walks through the airport.
Yeah. I mean, this is sad. So they created a Vienna-based observatory of intolerance and discrimination against Christians in Europe, and its executive director, thinks that the problem with anti-Christian violence is coming from feminist groups.
Yeah. Now there is one religion, by the way, that is the fastest growing religion in France.
Yeah. But think about that. The executive director of the Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians thinks that feminism is the problem. You want to talk about denial. Like, oh my God, if you can't face what the problem is, you don't address what the problem is.
Your churches are being burned down. Yours is next. Yeah. Like, you'd think you'd want to get to the root of the problem, right? And be honest with what's happening over there.
Yep. Last year, sadly, the St. Sulpice Church in Paris caught fire while people were inside and attending. A fireman on the ground saying this was no accident. This was deliberately set. That was just last month, actually, not last year. I'm sorry. That was last month in March. So there's been this huge uptick on violence against churches. There's been this huge uptick in the last 12 to 24 months, especially in the last couple of years. The church, another famous church, just a month prior was a source of arson. But somehow during the holiest week of the year, one of the holiest symbols in all of Europe, and certainly one of the most cherished symbols in all of France, if not the most cherished symbol in France, a Notre Dame Cathedral,
lights
this
up
so happens to burn
as
the week
accident
of the most holy week of the year for Christians, the week of Easter. I just have a hard time swallowing that and believing.
As an accident, and we can't find who started the accident. Nobody's reporting that.
Yep. But the media will cover, especially Chef Smith. Yep. He'll cover up for it. Yep. You know, he'll do the best he can to say, nope, nothing to see here. Yeah. We're not going to talk about that. Nothing to see here at all. So just ridiculous. But anyway.
That's a shame. That's a shame. I'll tell you what, a historic building that just does make you want to cry to see something like that, you know. And they'll rebuild it. There'll be a lot of folks that will step up, you know.
But the loss of the antiquities inside of it, the loss of the paintings, the loss of the artwork, the loss of the tapestry.
You can rebuild it, but you're never going to rebuild it, right?
That's right. Exactly. Just absolute tragedy. A tragedy for the world, certainly a tragedy for France and Europe.
Jake, are we going to take a break? Or are we good?
Yeah, let's take a quick break. Why don't we do this? Let's take a break. We'll reset. We'll come back. We'll get on to the next topic. Obviously, we'll be talking about this on Saturday as well, I'm sure, for the Saturday radio show. If you want more information on what we do for a living, folks, we do manage money Monday through Friday. If you want more information on our firm or you'd like to use us as a resource, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. You can find all of our social media connections there, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find information on our radio shows and everything that we do. Financialguys.com. Stay tuned. You got another segment to go with the Financial Guys podcast. We'll be right back.
Carcente is on the line with us, a French elected official who is in Paris now. Felipe, what have you seen and what do you know?
Well, I was close to the scene where it happened, and now I left the place because we want to let people work around it. Everybody's really under shock now in France. I would tell you something. It's even if nobody died, I mean, it's like a 9/11. It's a French 9/11, you know. And it's a big shock. I mean, this church was there for more than 850 years. Even the Nazis didn't dare to destroy it. And you need to know that for the past years, we had churches desecrated each and every week in France, all over France. So, of course, you will hear the story about the political correctness, which will tell you that it's probably an accident.
Sir, we're not going to speculate here of the cause of something which we don't know. If you have observations, or you know something, we would love to hear it.
Are you speculating that it's an accident?
So I'm just telling you something. What you need to be ready.
No, sir, we're not doing that here.
No.
Not now. Okay. Not on my watch.
Not on my
Felipe
watch.
Carcente,
that's a shame.
It's very
that's
good
shame.
Of you to be here.
That's a shame. I'll tell you what, that was the only network, that used to be the only network, that actually did look into and try to do some investigative reporting. Yep. And they were truly fair and balanced, where they would bring both sides to the table.
Yep.
They clearly don't want to hear anything about looking into whether it was a terrorist attack or not, right?
Nope, not
and
at all.
His point about political correctness, I mean, the church is on fire, an 850-year-old structure.
Right.
And we can't even talk about the fact that it could possibly be a terrorist attack? Right. That's beyond sickening.
Did you hear what he said, though? They have had they've had an attack on a church every single week in the last 12 months.
Week of the year, and the most prominent structure in France goes up.
Hmm. Yes. One of the most prominent structures of the
Catholic Church. I got to tell you, that does not smell like – it smells like crap to me.
Exactly. Yeah. This guy was spot on. I'm not sure part of – what elected official he is. He just said elected official with his name. We'll put this up again on our social media. And, Kels, you can grab this from our Twitter feed as well if you need that clip there. That was just the first, minute and 24 seconds of that clip. And, again, if you're just tuning back in, you've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas, our weekly podcast that we do. Sometimes we do twice a week. Sometimes we skip a week. It just depends on what we're doing. But we're just talking in the last segment about Notre Dame Cathedral and the fact that, Fox News is now lost. I'm starting to watch more One America Network more than anything now. But Shep Smith interviewing the selected official. And he's like, no, sir, cut him off. I'm not – not even going to lie to go there.
We're not even going to talk about that.
Cut him. He's probably looking at this producer.
That's simply not a possibility. Somebody fell over with a torch for sure.
Not on my watch.
It was an accident.
Not on my watch, mister. It's not going to happen.
I would tell you, Fox and everybody else reporting that's an accident, then you know where the accident came from, right? I mean, if our building starts on fire and I say, Glenn, hey, you happen to be in our Florida office this week. It was an accident. You're going to say, well, what happened? Right. And if I say, I don't know, you're going to say, well, then how the hell do you know it was an accident? Anyway, speaking of morons, by the way, Bill de Blasio is furious with Trump. He wants to sue.
I don't get this.
The Trump administration because of Donald's plan to send the illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities. Now,
I love this.
I love this too, and you gotta love people. By the way, like Cher, who come out and go, well, wait a minute, we can't handle all of them. If you're gonna
is
send
Trump
them,
Trump supporter
us,
now,
we
is she wearing a MAGA hat?
In one week, all it takes, by the way, is for you to hold these liberals accountable, right? You say, okay, that is a really great idea, but we're going to send them to your house.
There you go.
Not my house. No, not my backyard, right? De Blasio doesn't want his property value to depreciate. No, Cher doesn't want her house to depreciate. Oh, no. She wants them to go to me. You're in my house, right? That would be fine. Send him to Mike's house. Send him to Glenn's house. But not my backyard.
No, not my backyard. So Trump just trolls these liberals and plays them like a Stradivarius. It's so fantastic.
Yep.
He's like, okay, you want him? Fine. We'll put him in your hometowns. And now they're freaking out. Whoa, we can't afford this. Then why are you letting them go? Create a sanctuary city? Why are you releasing them back into the community?
Right.
Look, if they didn't want them in their community, let's be fair. If de Blasio didn't want illegal immigrants in New York City, then why is he allowing Cuomo to provide a free legal defense to not export, to not get him out of the country or deport him out of the country? How come
a free legal defense? Holding, they're giving him a free college education, Glenn.
Well, how come he's not holding it? If you don't like Bill, here's the thing. If you don't want them in your city, then when you do arrest them, why don't you hold them for ICE on an ICE detainer so that ICE can come in, pick them up, and take them away?
I
don't understand.
It proves
you want them or you don't.
It proves to you what type of political scumbags these folks are, right? De Blasio clearly now, there's a line in the sand that says, I'm doing this to win elections, right?
Right.
I'm doing this so I can turn, and we'll talk about this in a second, so I can be the next Bernie Sanders and make $2 million a year selling books, right? I don't, because all they need to do is say, you know what, that's a great idea. We'll bring them into our cities. We'll make it happen. We'll do whatever we have to do. We're the loving and caring. Now, we all know what would happen, right? What would happen is what's happening in San Francisco, which is shit in the streets.
And
I read another article.
That's where New York is going.
It was a warning, by the way, that if you are in New York City or and you're in San Francisco, not only the warning wasn't make sure you wear shoes. It was now make sure you don't wear new shoes. Because you are going to step in human feces,
right?
And you don't want to ruin your new shoes.
So guess
what you should do is take your new shoes and hold them and have your shit-walking shoes on.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, what about your needle protection shoes? Here's the thing. The two highest homeless populations in the country, San Francisco and New York City.
Yeah.
Okay, if New York City and progressive liberal politics were so successful, you wouldn't have the second highest homeless population and the first highest homeless population in the country. But this is the best, right? It's illegal, just plain illegal. We will meet him in court and we will beat him in court, de Blasio.
Illegal? Wait a minute. What does he care about legal or illegal?
But hang on a second. But why isn't it legal? Why not ship them there? I mean, that's what you want, right? Here's the thing. Why wasn't it illegal for the Obama administration to start packing in Somali refugees in Minnesota? Why was it not illegal to stash, you know, Mexicans and Guatemalans that snuck over the border in different cities and communities all over the country? That's exactly what he did. He built them all over the country and snuck them in the cities without even telling the city officials he was putting them there.
Bill, it's illegal to cross the damn border. Right? It started out being illegal. That was it. It ends there, right? It's amazing how, tell you what, these liberals, they love the rules as long as they get to write them and make them up, right? It goes back to the story of they love guns, just not in everybody's hands, just their folks, their friends.
Exactly, right? Exactly. Well, it's just like Bernie Sanders.
They love money, by the way. They love capitalism as long as it works out in their favor.
That's right.
They love cash. So be goddamn you that you make $1 million a year unless you're Bill Clinton. Unless you're Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, that's okay.
Unless you're the Obamas, right?
Well, Bernie Sanders is priceless.
Right?
So let's talk about, so you mentioned Bernie. Let's talk about Bernie for a couple minutes. We'll wrap it up with this. This guy's unbelievable, right? So first of all, Fox News, though, treated Bernie Sanders as if he was like Gandhi. I mean, he treated him like he was like this, Mr. Sanders, Senator Sanders, how are you? Like, that's Senator Sanders, you're a socialist. It's found in Venezuela. I mean, I guess they asked some tough questions. So
I like to walk my dog, not eat my dog.
That's right.
Thank you for the socialist. No thanks.
So Brett Baer, you know, takes him to task a little bit and says, listen, you know, you talk about, you know, paying your fair share of taxes. You just released 10 years of tax returns. You made over $1 million last year. Why is that? You only paid a 26% tax bracket, which in some cases is less than
you could.
Oh, I paid every penny of what I was supposed to. He was offended. Why does that matter? How much did I pay? Why does that matter? Well, it matters because you're telling everybody else what they should pay, Bernie. That's why it matters. Well, I paid my fair share. I paid every nickel of that 26% I was supposed to pay.
I'm not condemning anybody for making money. No. Yes, you are. That's your whole platform, Bernie.
It's not my fault that my book was successful. It's not my fault that I'm successful.
Your whole platform is the 1% should be paying more, right?
That's right.
There's
an extra check. You can
two hypocrisies. Two hypocrisies in that tax return. He, by the way, just summed up their entire party. That one-minute block summed up their entire party as how hypocritical they are, right?
Yep.
Number one, he could have very easily, by the way, and I would have a ton of respect for these people. I might not agree with them, but I'd have a ton of respect if at the end of the day, he made $1 million and he said, you know, my tax rate should have been 50%. That's what I believe in. Here's the extra amount of money I'm going to send in, right?
Yep.
The second part of that, which is even worse, is that he gifted less than 3% of his money, right? What a scumbag.
Yep.
What a scumbag. And by the way, statistically, for those of you liberals out there that listen to our radio show and our podcast because it's a train wreck to you, do the research. Conservatives actually donate more of a percentage of their income than Democrats will ever, ever donate, right?
But the conservatives are not the ones that are out there. The conservatives are not the ones that are out there telling
people
you should pay more taxes.
But they donate anyways. They donate anyways, right? They want to pay less taxes, and they're the ones donating the money, right? The best part is he goes, my wife and I are very charitable. And clearly, you don't know numbers because 3% on $1 million is not very charitable, by the way.
That's right. So on our upcoming YouTube channels that we're going to start to promote and start to do some of the videos, now that it's getting warmer in Western New York, we're going to try to go out on the street with some microphones and interview some people to get their take. I'd like to know why people continue to support Democrats. And I'd like to find out, you know, among a number of other things, but I don't understand how you can support the hypocrisy and how these people don't see it. Like, how do you not see? You got Leonardo DiCaprio flying around the world on a private jet. He flew from his private yacht across the ocean to collect a green energy award or a green award, or whatever it was, whether it was green energy, but a green award for his environmental activism, and then flies back on his private jet across it. You got Kakashi Cortez pulling up an SUV, and you got Bernie Sanders, three homes and a sports car that averages about 14, 15 miles a gallon that costs $150,000 a year.
Let us not forget, Glenn, because we should end on a note that we, on a local hometown note, Mr. Polenkars, who's our county executive, who hates guns, who just signed an Erie County, whatever it was, climate change bill that puts Erie County in line with the Paris Climate Accord, right? But yet, after he lied, and there's no question about it, he lied about being under attack or threatened or anything. We found out that, you know, he was really either incompetent or he lied about it, right? We found him being escorted around town by two gas-guzzling SUVs and a bunch of police officers that happened to have firearms on them. Look at that. Would you? And my guess is those firearms probably even had more than seven bullets.
That's right. So here's Poland Cars signing under the Climate Accord, lecturing everybody about plastic bags and lecturing everyone about the environment, right? Yep. It's amazing the hypocrisy of the liberals. I don't understand how you could be a Democrat and not see the absolute hypocrisy.
I just don't
get it. And when you bring it up to some of them, they turn around and say, yeah, but look at what the Republicans do. Well, okay, two wrongs don't make a right. I learned that I was a very young age, and certainly the Republicans we've knocked them for too. But the hypocrisy from the left, you should pay more taxes while they engage in tax avoidance. You should drive a roller skate while Jay drive around a big SUV. Yeah. We should eliminate air travel while I'm flying around in a private jet.
You should donate more money while Joe Biden, donated $850 one year.
Right, exactly.
Total just quite amazing. Really, the hypocrisy is out of control.
It really is.
And the ignorance that surround and vote for these people is beyond amazing. You know, if there's one thing we've criticized the Republican Party for, it's been not having a backbone and being lazy, right?
Yeah.
But I will say they're not supporting aborting children after they've been born.
True. Well, one last thing on hypocrisy. The governor of California, we talked about this a bit ago, Gavin Newsom, who was the former mayor of San Francisco, by the way. Gavin Newsom just signed an executive order to stop executions of criminals, so no more death penalty in California.
Good. There you go.
While at the same time approving a later term, all the Democrats are approving late term or after birth abortion bills. Quite amazing.
So let's do this. Let's keep the child molester who's been brought up on 17 counts of hurting little children, but let's abort the baby. Well, that makes sense.
No hypocrisy there whatsoever.
Yeah, sign me up for that party.
Sign me up, right? Unbelievable. All right, we're going to talk more about this on Saturday, of course. 1-3 on WBEN. It's AM 930 in Western New York. You can find it on the radio.com app. You can also find us on AM 850 in South Florida on WFTL, Saturday from 1-2. Buffalo Saturday from 1-3, live call and talk show. Tune in for more information on, again, what we do for a living Monday through Friday, about our different companies that we operate. They're all financial services related or insurance related. Feel free to go to our website. You can find information on everything that we do, our different departments, all of our team members, and find links to all of our social media pages as well, our Twitter, our Facebook, and our Instagram. That's at financialguys.com. Again, thefinancialguys.com or just financialguys.com. Use us as a resource if you think like us. You can ask us questions through that website as well. Thanks for tuning into the Financial Guys Radio Show podcast. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. We'll talk to you next week right here, wherever you're listening to us, I guess. I got to work on that close.
Wherever you are.
Whatever thingy you're listening to. Advice, whatever.